Hola Héctor, ¿cómo está?
Muy bien, ¿cómo está usted, señor?
Pues mire, ya mero es viernes. Cada vez que se acerca a viernes me pongo más contento.
Como todo el mundo,
Sí, pues mire, usted es dueño de negocio, yo soy empleado. A mí llega el viernes y ya yo descanso. Usted es
que
como
descansa,
business owner,
yo no puedo
tiene que
descansar.
trabajar
Hay que trabajar todos los
ya.
días.
Sí, cuando la gente es business owner, que son dueños de negocios, eso no importa si es viernes o sábado, hay que trabajar.
Que todos los días son días de trabajo.
Eso sí, eso sí. Mire, Héctor, mi nombre es Mario, yo soy uno de los agentes, soy uno de los directores del equipo de finanzas. Nosotros estamos encargados del precio tocante a los servicios que ofrecemos con la compañía. Me comenta el señor Roberto que usted es aún todavía poco nuevo, ¿correcto?
Sí, más o menos. Tengo
Okay.
experiencia en el trabajo, pero no en tú sabes, colectando más trabajo.
Okay. So ahorita de verdad no está haciendo mucho para agarrar nuevos clientes, entonces, ¿verdad? No hay
Exactamente.
Okay. Déjele pregunto, ¿qué es lo que desearía la que dijera usted? Esto es lo que yo quisiera que pase. Quisiera que usted, la compañía, crezca y tenga, sea más grande, o en este momento simplemente quisiera más trabajo.
Bueno, en las palabras de los gringos, me gustaría tener fuck sabes. Si hay que decir algo, es lo que yo quiero.
Mire, le voy a decir que tiene razón, porque sí he oído esa frase una, dos, que tres veces. Y sí hay gente, y son muchos clientes que afortunadamente trabajan con nuestra compañía, que tienen esa clase de ingreso.
Hay que hacer algo, tú sabes, lo que me gustaría tener, tú sabes, dinero para llevar a los muchachos a lo que sea y no estar, tú sabes, todos los meses buscando trabajitos ahí y allá para hacer nada, porque hay
Sí,
que
pues
pagar
mire,
bien primero.
lo que pienso que es mejor es de que el trabajo le venga a usted y que no tenga que andar buscándolo, ¿sabe cómo?
Amén.
Eso es ideal. Y te lo digo, mira, yo
Exactamente.
tengo a mi hermana y tengo a mi cuñado en la compañía, y a ellos les está yendo fenomenal porque, pues, no tienen que andar buscando, les llega el trabajo, ¿me entiendes? No,
Ajá.
no están, no son ricos, pero ya viven una vida mucho mejor, ¿sabes cómo? Porque pues,
Es lo que yo busco también.
¿verdad? Como me dice mi hermana, y me agradece mucho que la haya metido aquí con la compañía, porque ella tiene su negocio también. Y pues, como dice ella, ahora dice, todos los días, gracias a Dios, sale algo, ¿verdad?
Exacto.
Y eso es, ella siempre me decía a mí, yo nomás quiero estar ocupada. Eso es lo que quiero estar.
Amén. Así.
Y pues bueno, mire, déjele digo, nuestra compañía de nosotros, Héctor, se llama Local Splash. Somos una compañía que tenemos 20 años en el negocio y tenemos un partnership, que se dice en español, somos parientes, tenemos la asociación con la compañía Google, ¿verdad? En Estados Unidos solo hay como 35 o 40 compañías que tienen un premier partnership con Google. Nosotros somos una de ellas.
Okay.
Actualmente, hoy en la mañana, se abrió una posición con nuestra compañía, y normalmente no se abren estas posiciones, pero se abrió hoy en la mañana la posición para alguien que haga pressure washing o window washing, y estamos buscando una compañía que quiera estar expuesta en las redes sociales y obvio por Google. Y cuando encontremos esa compañía, así sea usted o la siguiente persona con la que hablemos, usted es la segunda persona que hablamos, la primera no contestó y le intentamos dos veces. Lo ponemos en la primera página de Google, y de esta manera la compañía de usted tomaría los servicios, cuáles son exclusivos, como le mencionó Roberto, Nosotros solamente trabajamos con una sola compañía por área, por categoría, ¿verdad? No trabajamos con dos compañías que hacen lo mismo porque no queremos estar en competición con nosotros mismos, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Mire, lo que ofrecemos nosotros ofrecemos poner al cliente en la primera página de Google, ¿verdad?
Okay.
Ponemos al cliente, también le creamos al cliente una página de internet web. Eso es muy importante porque la gente, cuando anda buscando a alguien como usted que haga pressure washing, quieren mirar que usted tenga su propio sitio de internet web, ¿verdad? Que sea una compañía que se vea legítima, ¿verdad?
Right.
Y nosotros hacemos eso. Hacemos un sitio de internet web. ¿Usted ya tiene su sitio de internet web o no?
No, todavía. Tenemos, mi esposa hizo el de Instagram, tiene el de Facebook, y dice que eso es todo.
Okay. No, pues eso, con todo respeto, no es suficiente para sacarlos de, sí, de la posición donde están. Y se lo digo con todo respeto. Pero,
mi esposa me está resombrando, para que sepa.
Ah, okay. No, pues, discúlpeme, oiga, no sabía que me estaba escuchando, no me dijo este Héctor,
No, está bien, está jugando.
Si me hayas dicho, fuera, dijera, oh, no, qué muy no, buen trabajo.
No, está bien, ella lo está haciendo con amor también, tú sabes, porque ella, tú sabes. Ella es la
pues
que
mire,
se dedica a hacer eso.
Si ella quiere ver que ustedes, si ella quiere ver que ustedes crezcan con compañía y ella sabe un poquito más de las cosas de las redes sociales y lo que es Google, ella va a entender un poco más de lo que yo estoy hablando. Ahorita le acabo de mandar un mensaje de texto. Déjeme saber si lo recibió.
Locosflash.com /pressure wash, ¿no?
Ajá, mira, abra ese mensaje y oprímele al link. Ese es un ejemplo de la página de internet web que le crearíamos a usted. Ve como dice ahí Superior Pressure Washing. Obviamente, mm-hmm, el de usted dijera Phoenix Window Washing and Pressure Cleaning.
Right.
Y si escoja cómo lo puedes, para que hay diferentes maneras que los puedes ver. Te enseña la manera de un desk, un desktop, una tableta o un teléfono, a mero arriba. Y luego ya que escoja uno de esos, dele para abajo para que mire. Dice Superior Pressure Washing, como te digo, obviamente aquí dijera el nombre de tu compañía, donde dice ahí Contact Us. Ahí también fuera información tuya, Expert Services. Serían fotos tuyas y de tu esposa, fotos del trabajo que tú has hecho. Obviamente eso te pidiéramos, sino yo no sé si ustedes toman fotos del trabajo que hacen, pero es muy buena cosa de hacer, ¿verdad? Porque los clientes quieren ver el trabajo que ustedes hacen. Y luego obviamente explicaría más detalles de la compañía, quién son ustedes, qué experiencia tienen ustedes y qué servicios ofrecen. Ahí en la misma página de internet web, si usted ve al par derecho, hay un símbolo de un telefonito arriba al par derecho y luego abajito. There's a little phone icon, que es como un teléfono. Teléfono. El cliente no va a tener que andar buscando el número de ustedes. Eso lo vamos a conectar nosotros. O el cliente nomás oprima al telefonito y lo va a marcar directo a usted, ¿verdad? Cuando ocupe el cliente el servicio. Es una feature muy, muy, muy bueno, que da muy, muy, muy buenos resultados. So, aparte de ponerlo en la primera página de Google, también le creamos su sitio de internet web. Y con eso también lo ponemos en las redes sociales, pero estos son ads, como comerciales, en la página de Facebook de negocios. Usted me dijo que su esposa tiene Facebook. La pregunta que le quiero hacer a ella, si me está escuchando, en el Facebook que tienes, ¿lo estás haciendo por medio del Marketplace o estás pagando por los servicios de Facebook?
I don't know what you said. I was listening.
Oh, you speak English. I speak English. If you need me to tell you.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
If you want to, you can go ahead and speak English.
Oh, I didn't know you guys spoke English. I'm sorry.
Puerto Rican and Peruvian. My wife is black and Italian, and she's learning Spanish. So she.
So you guys are over here. You guys are over here. So you guys are forcing my Spanish, huh? That's not cool.
We're making you practice. We're making you practice.
It's all good, brother. Yo soy, I'm actually Mexican, man. Yo soy Mexicano. You know, but my
stepdaughter is her dad is Mexican. So.
Oh, nice. So, I'm sorry. What is your wife's name?
Gina.
Oh, Gina. Just want to address you properly. Gina, when you're running Facebook for your pressure washing company. Are you using the marketplace side of Facebook, or are you paying for the service? What exactly are you using?
We've done a little bit on marketplace. I haven't paid for many ads at all, honestly. We've been doing most of our work has been word of mouth and
Okay. Perfect. So what we run, Hector and Gina, it's actually the business side of Facebook, because Facebook has a business side where they have a lot of traffic through that end. And what we run are actual ads, right? Okay. You don't get ads for free, right? Ads are not free, right? You can put stuff on Facebook and you can go through the marketplace, and that's free, right? Facebook offers that feature. But we run through the business side, and we will run ads. Not sure if you guys are familiar how ads are run, but it's actually quite neat. And I say that because I was telling your husband, Gina, that my sister and my brother-in-law love this feature with Facebook because they're with the company. And the way that this works, it's let's say right now you guys open up your phone and you guys put, just as an example, I mean, we can choose anything, or you put a good hamburger near me, right? Google is going to give you a whole list of different burger joints, right? And then later on in the day, and you can try this yourself, later on in the day where you're at home just chilling and you're on your own Facebook account, you're going to start getting ads for different burger
About
spots.
Burgers,
yeah,
we've noticed that.
Yeah, because it's a connection that Google has with Facebook, right? So the same thing, anyone in the area is looking for pressure washing, not only are they going to be able to find you guys on the first page of Google, but when they're at home just relaxing, they're going to start seeing ads for Phoenix window washing and pressure, you know, and that's a really, really neat way to market, because customers that, you know, forgot through the day that they were looking for a pressure washer, now here they are being reminded, hey, remember you were looking for somebody to do pressure washing, here's Hector and Gina to do this for you if you need them, right? So it's a great avenue to market. Aside from that, we also upload the business into Yelp. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with Yelp.
Yep.
Yeah, so we load the business up into Yelp. I mean, Yelp also has a free page. We're not talking about that one either, right?
Right.
We put you guys on Bing, B-I-N-G, which is another platform just like Google. And then we load you guys on into Apple as well, right? So you guys are going to be in about six different... Yeah, you guys will be in about six different platforms, right? Anytime anyone's looking through these platforms, you know, what our job is to put you guys alongside with the competition, right?
You have to be out there advertising yourself,
huh? Say what now?
Yeah. Oh, no, we were just having...
Oh, okay. Okay, no.
Yeah, we were just...
So the way that this works, Hector, is, you know, anyone in the area, again, is looking for a pressure washer. I mean, you're going to pop up as one of the top recommended companies on that first page, right? And then we allow you to have multiple keywords, right? This is, as long as there's services that you and Gina offer, you are going to give us keywords. So when people type in these keywords, right, so if you do pressure washing, let's say you do... you know, other things outside of pressure washing, like floor washing or, you know, concrete and tile. And, I mean, whatever it is that you guys do, as long as you provide those keywords, when the client is looking online and they type in any of these keywords, then they'll also be able to locate you guys on that first page of Google, which is pretty neat, right? You guys are at a Port St. Lucie?
Yeah.
Okay. When I ran an analytics system, because since we are Google partners, Hector and Gina,
right.
We have access to the analytics system that shows us the searches that are done in the area. And just to give you guys an idea, in the last 30 days, there was just a little bit over 1,100 searches that were done for pressure washers, right, in the area. And the reason I share that with you guys, I'm not sure if you guys heard of no pressure washing or Above and Beyond pressure washing or Mahi pressure washing.
I heard of
You know, these are guys just like you guys, but what are they doing? They're paying a service, so they're on that first page, right? So when people are looking for them or people are looking for these services on Google, your competition, the guys I just mentioned to you, they're the ones popping up on that first page. They're the ones capitalizing, right? So what we do, I mean, just imagine if you guys were on there, right? You guys would just be getting a piece of that cake, man. That's all it is. I mean, and the cake is big enough for everyone, man, right? So you guys will be capitalizing on a percentage of those searches, right? And that's what our job is, to put you guys alongside these other guys so you guys become now an option to the people looking for pressure washing services, right?
Gotcha.
And since we are a premier Google partner, I think here's the best thing that you guys both want to hear, and the most important portion is, well, how much does this cost? And, again, because we do have a partnership with Google, our prices are very affordable. Our monthly rate with us, it's $249 a month. And the reason I say it's very affordable, because other companies that do what we do are in the range of $600, $700 a month. And if you guys have done some of your work, I'm sure Gina has, she'll realize that creating a website for you and running ads are all separate charges, right? They're charges that they charge you separately, right? Because they don't, you know, they don't include this. The reason that we do is because we're a partner to Google and because we only work with one provider per area. This is not a contract. This is a month-to-month service. The only thing that our clients pay the first month, aside the $249, is a $99 programming charge. And that's only paid the first month, just so I'm clear. And anyone that jumps on board with us pays that $99 programming fee. There's no way around that one. So to initiate service with us, you're looking at $348 for the first month only. And then every month after, you are on a flat rate of $249 a month. And whether you get 30 leads or 40 leads or whatever the amount of different avenues or opportunities that you guys get through the different, you know, social media or through the first page of Google, you are only paying that $249. And I mentioned that to you because I don't know if you guys, you know, have heard of other companies, right, like Home Advisor or Thumbtack or Angie's List. These companies capitalize on every time they send you a lead, they charge you a percentage whether you get a job from that lead or not, right?
Right.
And we don't do that, right? No matter how many opportunities are presented to you, you only owe us $249 a month.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like I said, that includes creating the website for you. That includes running the ads on the business side of Facebook for you. That includes Bing. It includes Yelp. It includes Apple. And most importantly, it includes putting you guys with your competition on that first page of Google. You know, it's a great opportunity, guys. I mean, if you guys are able to do it, I would say, you know, I mean, it depends what you guys want to do with the company, man. If you guys are trying to get exposed and get more work, I mean, it's a great opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, again, it's your guys' company. You know, I just want to make it clear that I'm not sitting here working on commission. I mean, I wish sometimes I did.
No,
I'd be a lot more persistent. You know. Yeah,
no,
you know,
I get it. Right now we don't generate enough on the
gotcha.
On our end. To justify it, because she's working full time, I'm working part time and part time on this, so it's, you know, I can't even go full time on this to actually, you know, to make enough. I wish I had more leads. You know, if I was in a different line of work right now, I'd probably get more leads on work, and I wouldn't have to worry about anything, and I'd definitely go on and put money into this. But right now, I don't.
No, that's fine, man. If you're not able to do it, then you're not able to do it, man. I mean,
If the opportunity comes another time and you guys give me a call and it's a little bit more where we're stable and I can afford to get more leads and then hire somebody, brother, give me a call again.
Yeah. No, that's fine, man. You know, the only thing is that, right, you know, if you want the leads, I mean, you have to start somewhere, brother. Like I said, believe me, I mean, I understand. Please don't feel, you know, like I said, it doesn't change for us, you know, whether, you know, you take the position or not. I mean, the only thing I say that is because if you had the means to do it, it would be a great thing for you guys to jump on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so what's holding you guys back? The capital, the money.
Personal capital.
Gotcha.
Our personal capital right now isn't where we want it to be right now, and it's not feasible.
Generating enough, and you don't have it to invest.
That's it. That's the only reason why
we can't.
We don't have the money right now to invest it.
Yeah, no, it's understandable, man. I mean, don't worry about it, guys. I mean, I definitely wish you guys were in a different, better spot, you know, where you guys were able to, because, I mean, it is a really good position.
If I had one job a day where I can say yeah, I would have hit it already. You know, there would have been no questions asked.
No, I get it.
We did Yelp, you know, for a little bit, and that did nothing to generate anything with us. Unless we paid for, you know, to contact the person back. And
it wasn't one of those.
It was $40 to get a contact.
You know,
and you're not guaranteed. So we've done a little bit of research. It's just right now, it wasn't.
I mean, the only thing that I could do is reach out to our operations team and see if, I mean, I normally don't do that, you know, but I mean, if you guys were interested at some point, I mean, I can see if there's any other rate that could be offered. I don't know. Again, it's not something that we normally do, but I mean, it doesn't hurt for me to try if you want me to ask if there's a lower rate that might be offered to you guys. I mean, I could put you guys
Right now, brother, like I said, we're counting pennies right now to.
Gotcha. To make okay. Sure. All right. Well, hey guys.
Hold on. Let me see something. Let me just check something real quick.
Uh huh. Hey, let me do something here.
I'm going to kill you.
Hey, Hector.
Yes, sir.
I reached out just so you know if you guys were actually interested. I mean, I know you said you're pretty tied up, but if you guys, you know, wanted to, for any reason, consider the position, you know, if you were able to come up with the finance portion of it, we're able to waive that $99 charge. That's the approval that I got, you know, when I reached out. Because I reached out to ask. So,
literally, I just checked our business account.
Mm-hmm.
I've got like $170 in there. If it was flipped around, I would do it. But unfortunately, that's not, you know, that's not great business on your guys' end either, so.
Yeah.
But I appreciate it, man. Like I said, it took a little bit.
No worries, man. Here, I'm, you know, I normally don't do this, but let me share that with them at least. I mean, what's the worst they can say? I mean, probably going to say no, but shoot, doesn't hurt me asking.
There you go. I mean,
you know what? I never ask, man. I never do this. So, you know, I know they're probably like, what is going on?
I appreciate you taking the effort, man. Like I said,
it's okay. I thought you'd have it, brother. You know what? Especialmente cuando uno, you know, trata con su gente, man. Siempre hay que tratar de ayudarse uno al otro, man.
I appreciate it, brother. Thank you. You're from California?
Yeah, man. Right here, born and raised Southern Cali, brother. Why do you say that?
I'm a Cali boy.
Are you really? Okay.
Yes, sir. Yeah, my dad was, he worked for the city of Victorville for 25 years.
I'm in San Bernardino, brother. My sister lives in Victorville.
Oh, get it.
I was just out there last week.
When we moved, it was back in 95. I remember there was nothing out there, you know. My dad is still in the
Patriots. Why'd you move so far, man?
It was too much for us, man. We were, you know, it's funny that me and my dad were both allergic to tumbleweeds. So we were sick all the time in tumbleweed season. So we had to move, and Florida was just the way to go.
That's crazy, man. That's like coast to coast, man.
Well, my wife is actually from Santa Clara, so we moved, you know. We would have never moved here. We would have never met each other, so.
Oh, la conociste allá en Florida?
Yeah.
Allá, ¿qué dicen? Hay mucho cubanito allá, ¿no?
Aquí hay cubanos y dominicanos y bastante, bueno, yeah. hay bastante mexicanos ahora.
Oh, okay, because, you know, down here, we don't get too many Cubans or Dominicans, you know? It's like a bunch of Mexicans. I mean, because we have the border only like 2 hours away too, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
We used to take the trip to Tijuana all the time.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a house in Tijuana, brother.
Oh nice.
Yeah. Mira, me acaban de responder para atrás. Uno de mis directors, his name is Chris, y me dijo. Because I just le di un spill, you know, de que estabas en tenías un problema financiero and this and that. And me dijo que if you guys were serious and we will get you guys a foot in the door, we're willing to bite the bullet, in his words, and get you guys in at $199. Honestly, no he visto que den este precio antes, pero that's, if you're able to come up with that, man. Do it. Do it.
Yeah.
It's worth it.
Give me 2 seconds, huh?
All right. Take your time, brother.
All right. We're going to do it.
All right. Hold on. I got to put quite a bit of notes aquí porque yo sé que me van a hacer preguntas que por qué este precio and this and that. And... Okay. All right. Just keep in mind that come next month, you know, ya que todas las cosas estén mejor, the pricing will be $249, Hector.
Okay? $249. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. And for what we're going to do right now, we're going to promote also the Facebook page that you that Gina has. So I'm going to need that information. And then come next month, we're going to start running our own with you guys so we can hit the ads up as well.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Hector. What's your last name, brother?
M-O-L-I-N-A.
M-O-L-I-N-A. Oh, Molina.
Molina.
¿Sabes qué? ¿Qué cosa tan rara, man? A mí siempre me confunden con ese apellido. My last name is Molida, con una D.
Molida.
Uh-huh.
D-A. And you know what's funny is they can they do the opposite for mine. They call me Molida. I'm like, what? Why are you guys adding letters? Yo sé que los gringos son un poquito especiales, pero damn, how do you mess up a word that all you gotta say is the word, the letters?
Hector, ¿tú eres mexicano? ¿No eres mexicano? Sí.
No, yo tengo, mira, yo tengo...
I can tell by your accent, brother.
I lived in California for 9 years, so I, you know, I catch that accent once in a while.
You know what, when I used to, at my one of my jobs when I was young, back then I worked for a company called Kirby, man, way back in the days.
The vacuum?
The vacuum, yeah. The vacuum company.
I'm old enough to remember.
You know what's up, yeah, man. Y trabajaba con un guy que se llamaba Junior, y él era... de Puerto Rico, pero nunca pronunciaba la R cuando le decía, hey, brother, where you from? Me decía, Puerto Rico. And I was like, hey, bro, how come you don't pronounce your R's?
We're the Jewish of the Spanish culture.
Right.
The R is with the throat. Your throat to pronounce the R. So my mom is Peruvian, so she, you know, the Spanish that we learned was a mixture of both.
So you know what? I don't know nothing about Peru. The only thing I know about Peru is eso que dice, que pasa el desgraciado. You know who I'm talking about, right? Laura?
Yeah. Laura, yeah.
Even though I heard a lot of Peruvians don't like her, but...
No, she's not very liked. Even my mom hates her, so that's got to tell you something.
All right. Guys, do you guys have a email for the company or you just have a personal one?
Window.washing.
Window.washing.
All right, one second. Window.washing. Okay.
TCH?
No, TC at Gmail.
Oh, TC at Gmail.
Window.washingtch, okay?
No, TC, sorry.
Okay, let me go back because I need to have this right. I need to make sure this is correct. Window.washing, go ahead, after washing.
TC.
T as in Tom, C as in cat.
Correct. At gmail.com.
Gmail. I'm assuming you and Gina have access to this email, correct?
Both of us, yeah.
Okay. You guys, as soon as the payment is processed, you guys are going to start getting confirmations over to this email. So make sure you guys look at that. And then what address do you guys have the business registered to, brother?
2042 Southeast Talwood Lane, T-A-L-W-O-O-D.
Okay. Give me 1 second. No me apareció. Okay, 2042 Southeast. What lane? Can you spell the street again?
Yeah. TALWOOD.
Oh, Talwood. Okay, here it is. Perfect. And then I have a zip code of 34952.
Correct.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me update that. Okay. Perfect. Let me update that information. Okay. All right. I'm going to need a few details from you guys here. Okay. And Hector Molina is your complete name, brother?
Yes.
Okay.
Hector Manuel Molina. But, yeah, I don't use Manuel as much.
Okay. Okay. Now I need you to tell me, what do you guys do aside from pressure washing? What's involved with it?
So we do
pressure washing, window cleaning, right?
Correct. Inside and outside.
Window
we do
cleaning,
tint removal.
Hold on. 1 second. Inside and out. Tint removal. Okay. Go ahead.
What else?
Window washing, pressure cleaning, tint removal.
That's pretty much it. Because that's what we do.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is the keywords?
No, this is, I'm going to send this over to our IT department. They'll fill you in with the keywords. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Esto es nomás para el departamento de los que van a empezar a hacer the website. And then they're going to put you on the first page of Google. Like I said, for now, we're going to promote the Facebook page que ya tiene Gina, and then come next month we'll do our own, and then we'll start hitting the ads as well. And then tomorrow, Hector, or Gina, whichever you do, you guys will get a call from the IT and operations team. They're the ones that are going to, you know, create the web page and put you guys on the first page. I need to know what time you guys have tomorrow to where you can spare about 30 to 40 minutes, brother?
I want to tell you, like, 3 o'clock would be fine. 3 o'clock my time.
3 p.m. your time. That's 12. We're at lunch at that time, brother. Can we do 4?
Yeah, that'll be fine. It doesn't need to be both of us, right? Just one of us?
No, just one of you guys. Uh-huh. What's tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow's 7-Eleven. Perfect. 7-Eleven. No sé, aquí en California, mañana 7-Eleven, not free slushies. No sé si los dan allá.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, tomorrow will be 7-Eleven free slushies. Yeah. Here, too.
Thursday, 7-Eleven and...
Slushy day.
PST. All right. I need to ask this question, guys. This does not mean that we're not able to assist. We just have to put this on file. Are you guys licensed and insured, or are you guys not at this time?
We're licensed.
Okay. No insurance.
No insurance.
Okay.
Not yet.
For the same reason we weren't going to do
this. All right, Gina. What is your Facebook page? Give me a second. Let me log in so I can look it up.
Hold on.
All right. Whenever you're ready, let me get it.
I just have to find my Facebook stuff.
It's all good. Man, I keep hearing that beeping noise. Is my I was thinking it was you guys, but it's my headset. Ya se está muriendo. Ahorita me lo tengo que cambiar.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What? I'm not attached to it?
I'm like, oh no.
So she's got it under Phoenix Window Washing and Pressure Cleaning LLC.
All right, hold on. All one word?
No.
Okay. So Phoenix Window Space
Washing.
I think he's asking for an address, like a website address, maybe.
What?
Phoenix Window Washing.
Yeah. Phoenix Space Window.
That's just the name of the page. I think what he's asking for is like.
Yeah, Gina knows exactly what I'm asking, but I can look it up myself so you don't have to. No worries.
Needs the link, which I don't think is special.
Okay. What logo do you guys have on there?
It's a Phoenix.
Yeah, it says all that random MCHMEK blah blah blah.
Okay. I have Phoenix Window Washing and Pressure Cleaning, and then there's like a little it's a white circle with a little bird on the back, and it says Phoenix.
Yep, that's it.
Okay, perfect. Stand by. All right, I just need to grab the URL from there. 1 second. And then how far are you willing to travel, Hector, para hacer los trabajos?
Honestly, I don't know where. Exactly.
Half an hour, 40 minutes, an hour? I mean, what?
An hour.
An hour? Okay, so I'm going to put you, let's go 50 miles out. All right, on the when we built the web page and put you guys on that first page of Google, what time do you want this to say that you guys are available from for work? Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
It's usually Monday through Saturday.
All right, 1 second. Hmm. Okay, perfect. Since you're starting out, I'm going to keep it pretty friendly with you about 30 minutes out. I was thinking if I put you that out in your first month, I want to make sure that you're, you know, staying within a local range as well so I can promote the business correctly, Héctor. So te voy a poner como unos, para empezar, unos 15 millas y luego el siguiente mes lo cambiamos a unas 40 o 50.
Okay.
You know, I just want to do right by you, brother.
No, that's fine. That's perfect. You're the one who knows about the system and how to...
Yeah. Because, you know what, es el primer mes. You know what I mean? Primero hay que hacer todo bien. And,
right.
You know.
Yeah, and then go from there. Absolutely.
Yes. Okay. ¿Y a qué horas quieres que diga, brother? ¿Qué horas quieres que diga que estás disponible? ¿De 6 de la mañana, 7 de la mañana? I mean, you tell me.
Yo creo que tenemos de 8 a 6. De 8 a 6 yo creo que lo tenemos.
Okay. 8 to 6 p.m.
Yeah, because you can't make noise at until the noise ordinance, so we don't open until then. And I think Saturday I've been
okay. Estoy poniendo aquí que tu esposa puede también tomar llamadas if you're busy, brother. Is that all right?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. ¿Cuál es el nombre de ella?
Gina.
Gina, me supongo Molina también.
Molina. Hey.
That sort of rhymes. Gina Molina.
Yeah. She knew that from when we first started dating. She's like, you know, I knew what I was getting into from the moment that I started dating you, and I knew what my last name was going to be. I was like, okay, well, as long as you know.
Okay. How many of that aquí? Okay, Thursday, mañana, 1 p.m. I'm almost done, guys. Thank you guys for being patient, man. It's just, only because of the price adjustments. Hay tantos papeles ahora que quieren que, you know, the company just wants to, I mean, como que, you know how it works, brother.
I'm actually trying to put money into the account so that I can give you your stuff.
Oh, yeah, no worries, man. No worries, yeah. We're going to need that in a second. Okay, here we go. All right. I need to secure the account, Héctor. There's a security question. Anytime you call us or we call you, you have to verify your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your pet's first name. You can choose from any of those.
My pet's first name.
All right, go ahead.
It's going to be Chispa.
Okay, no worries. No need to... Yep, know how to spell that.
Okay,
ya está todo. All right, whenever you guys are ready with the card, I'll take that information from you.
You're going to have to give me a second.
Yeah, no, take your time, brother.
Sorry, I gotta find my wallet.
No, man. Take your time, brother. It happens to me all the time.
That's the only thing. Those and my keys are the only two things that I always lose, but I always have in my hand.
You know what? Vas a creer que it's funny you say that. Just on this last Saturday, I was cracking up because I was talking to my sister, the one that lives in Victorville, and you know, I told you I went over there last week, and then I was talking to her. And then I was like, man, I was like, I gotta go. I gotta get to this meeting. I had a meeting, with one of my buddies. We're gonna, get together. Y ando como loco, Héctor, buscando mi teléfono y estoy hablando con mi hermana en el teléfono, you know?
Yeah, siempre me pasa, man. And my wife is always telling me, put it in the same place. And I just need to put one of those, beepy chips on it so I can just find it every time.
Yeah, I don't know why those things are not more famous than they are, you know?
I mean, everyone should have one of those. I can tell you right now. Everyone and their mother should own one of those things.
Yeah, for sure.
That's the one thing I can never find, especially when I'm looking for it in a pinch. And I only put it in two or three different places. But the one time that I don't put it in that spot, someone else put something on top of it, and I got to go through the whole house to look for it. So that's what I'm doing right now, is looking for my damn wallet.
Don't worry, brother. Yeah, aquí estoy another 5 hours, so take all the time you want.
I'm killing your day very good. I'm sorry.
It's all good, man. Like I
said. Me and my wife met at a call center, so...
You guys did, really?
Yeah, we met at a call center. I mean, in Fort Pierce, actually, it's about 20 minutes from our house.
And the rest was history.
And the rest was history, yeah. All it took for her was to be outside for, you know, I did overtime that day. So I was there early, and I was still smoking cigarettes at the time, and my wife was just showing up. She got into a fight with her, with her baby daddy's baby mama. And love struck. that's our weird how we met type of deal.
It sounds good, man. At least, you know, as long as you guys met, you know?
Yeah.
Ya estaba el destino planeado, brother.
Let me tell you how funny that even sounds, because my daughter's mom, her uncle,
Hector. I don't mean to cut you off right quick. Let me just change my headset because now it's starting to beep even more, and I will call you back in about 10 seconds.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Bye bye.